His thoughts, God's thoughts about you. When you're young, you have all these thoughts about accomplishments and stuff. As you get older, accomplishments and stuff become less important, and the people in your life become most important. God is from everlasting to everlasting. He is infinitely old. God has always been perfect, but the wisdom that we gain with age is a shadow of the wisdom of God. A wise person who has lived a long life does not leave this world with thoughts of their accomplishments and stuff. Their thoughts are for the people they leave behind. God loves you. He owns everything in the universe, but His thoughts are on you. Coming to this realization of God is critical for your faith and trust in Him to produce. The physical universe is beautiful and provides so much pleasure in its fruits. But the centerpiece of your existence is God Himself. He created you because He wanted to love you and give you pleasure. God's pleasure is to give you pleasure. An old bluegrass song is titled, "'Tis Sweet to Be Remembered." When people think of you, give you a call, or visit you, you're immensely gratified by their just thinking of you. God's thoughts never leave you. Allow this realization to enable His Holy Spirit to manifest His fruit in your life. God is thinking about you by Barry Bennett. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, Jeremiah 29:11. Did you know that God thinks about you? Not only that, He thinks thoughts of peace about you, not evil. God's thoughts can be understood by witnessing the ministry of Jesus. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them, Luke 9:56. What does God think about? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke 4:18-19. God's thoughts are focused on your health and well-being. He desires to give you an expected end. End means future. God is thinking about your future. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. God's thoughts about your future aren't seen, but they're just as real as the sun coming up tomorrow. We could say that faith is embracing God's thoughts about your future right now. God is thinking about your health, your prosperity, your success, your peace, your joy, and your divine purpose. What are you thinking about? When your thoughts agree with God's thoughts, faith can go to work. As long as we are double-minded about God's thoughts, we won't receive from Him. James 1:6-8.